Jy luister nou na Pretoria se lekkerste radiostasie, Lekker FM.
Is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Ek gesels met Kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you?
Pietra, I'm doing very well in yourself, thank you.
I'm fine, thanks.
Awesome.
We're getting to the middle of the year, can you believe it?
Yeah, winter's coming. It's getting colder and colder and colder. The early mornings are becoming more difficult.
It's bad.
Indeed.
We're talking about securities and CBFs.
Yeah, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank all of the members of the security companies, especially the private security companies that work in partnership with the South African Police Services. Yeah. A lot of the times there are a lot of operations that we execute which go that much more further because of the presence of the security industry.
That's
that
true.
Is there willing to give of their time, willing to assist with our operations, even with regards to being eyes and ears and working in conjunction with our active patrol members, our SAPS members, where security will maybe see a suspicious vehicle, calling in SAPS together, and then doing the necessary with the vehicle, we get a phenomenal amount of successes in terms of that. And I think it is only fair that we do acknowledge that the private security industry is out there and that the South African Police Service and private security industry are working hand in hand with one another. And in Centurion, we are phenomenally blessed in terms of our working relationship with the individual private security companies. And, you know, then that leads me on to as well with the Community Policing Forum, the relationship that they have with the security companies as well as the South African Police Service. If it wasn't for that, we would definitely be fighting an enormous losing battle.
Yeah. And it's easy to just contact your CPF if there's problems at your house or in the street or you see something. Or
yes,
but
absolutely.
But people don't want to join because they say it's too many paperwork.
Well, there's always paperwork. It doesn't matter what you do, you know.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, the paperwork, unfortunately, is sometimes necessary. There is a legal framework which does govern it.
Of course, and we can't have the cable thief on our community forum group, can we?
No, and unfortunately, this is what does happen, is some of our groups do become infiltrated. Because the reality is also some of our community members that reside in our area are complicit in criminal activity. But yes, the Community Policing Forum, and we've said it often, it's more than just jumping in your car and attaching a white light with stickers on the side and slapping on a reflector jacket and doing your patrol at 3 o'clock in the morning and, you know, things like that. There is so much more that the Community Policing Forum is involved in.
Yeah.
You know, outreach programs, counseling.
Yes, of course.
A lot of our community policing forums now have, within their own structure, they have a victim empowerment center like we have at the police stations. They have counselors on there, people, so that when you are involved in a rape or a house robbery or a very violent crime, from within the community, there's someone there that will give of their time, come forward and, you know, counsel you, maybe just give you that initial bit of comfort that you need to get through that traumatic experience if there's a death in the family, things like that. And I get the impression sometimes that a lot of people feel the Community Policing Forum are a bunch of gung-ho type people, which is really not what it's about. There is a real structure that is involved within it. There's a structure that is in place, and it is governed in terms of sets of rules and regulations with regards to what you can and cannot do. Really, it is something that is unfortunately necessary. We cannot have a situation where you have anarchy and you have group of vigilantes driving around, stopping, asking people, what are you doing in the street, and not happy with the answer, getting out of the car and assaulting the people. You know, there's no accountability for that. So there has to be a set of rules and regulations in place. But I would really like to plead to the community out there, please get involved with your local community policing forums. It's beneficial for you, it's beneficial for the community, and it's beneficial for us as the South African Police Service as well.
Can you contact them in case of domestic violence?
Absolutely, yes. As you can with your private security companies as well. Remember, you're looking for somebody to get there as quick as possible, especially in an abusive situation where there's physical violence that is currently happening.
Yes.
They will then also, through their specific channels, and that's why I started off by talking about the relationship that we have with the private security industry, with the community policing forums, and the neighborhood Watchers and all the other entities that go along with this whole crime-fighting network, they will be able to then also contact from the scene and be able to give a sit-rep, a situation report, through to the police vehicles that are attending and say, all right, listen, you know what, you need to put your foot on the pedal a little bit. This situation is getting out of hand. Or, all right, listen, you know what, we've got this thing, it's under control, but we do need you to come through. We're going to need counseling. We're going to need X. We're going to need Y and things like that.
Well, on the subject of lights and vehicles.
Yes.
We were in a situation this morning when an ambulance is approaching the traffic light.
Yes.
The people are just moving in front of the ambulance, or there's a police vehicle approaching, lights on, and the people just don't care. They just don't make way.
Yes, I understand exactly what you're talking about, and I can actually understand it from both perspectives.
Yeah.
There is a lot of when they talk about the blue light brigades and vehicles being pushed off the road, I understand that as well. And maybe people won't agree with me, but unfortunately it is a reality. The Road Traffic Act makes provisions for the fact that you have to make way for an emergency vehicle.
Yes.
And it is a criminal offense to impede a emergency vehicle.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, the way to think about it, the way that I often think about it, let me put it to you like that, is they could be responding to my house.
Yes.
They could be responding to my child, my mother, whoever, a friend that is in danger, be it a law enforcement vehicle, be it a emergency services vehicle in terms of ambulance or fire engine or anything like that. Think of it like that in that respect. It's going to cost you nothing to move over to the side of the road and just
way.
Allow that vehicle to get way. And I do understand it, and at the risk of getting myself in trouble, I've been in situations like that where I've been responding to something.
Yeah.
Okay. And I am in a marked police vehicle with a blue lights flashing and siren going. Now, I also accept you got your music on.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And us in the response vehicle, that siren is very loud for us. So you kind of take it that, listen, that person can hear me.
Yes.
And you know, over years of experience, you understand there's a bit of an issue. But, I mean, the flashing lights and the way a vehicle is driving, you will understand that they are responding to something. You become frustrated because often you'll be responding to something like an armed robbery in progress.
Yeah.
Or there is a situation where it is a house robbery that is in progress and you have suspects that are inside the house threatening the occupant of the house. And you're trying to get through and you have this person who's deliberately sitting there going, no, well, you know what? I don't give a damn. I'm not moving out of the way. So please, I would like to request from the community out there, and I understand there's two sides to the story. I do understand that. But I would like to request to the community that if an emergency vehicle does approach with their lights and sirens on, please make way for them.
They're not on their way to KFC.
Yes.
Thanks, Captain.
Definitely not.
Thanks for visiting us.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Pietra. Lekker FM.